If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Take for... Sunday, December 21st, 2025, the second to last show of 2025, and acknowledge that it's been a year. We'll publish this week, Tuesday, what to look for in 2026. It's shaping up to be a big year. You can always watch and see what we write about at thedailyagenda.com. This week, we held a forum on healthcare. Healthcare has been in crisis the last few years, but we are at a tipping point. There's a new fragility on healthcare. That fragility is being driven not just by the federal government, but by the state government. It's being driven by cost issues. It's being driven by labor issues, a shortage of doctors, a shortage of providers in rural areas, cost in some of our safety net hospitals being overwhelmed. So, if you want to check that out, we'll be posting that podcast series, four panels on the state of healthcare at the Daily Agenda this week, and want to make sure that you have a time to listen there. What are the issues and how could we solve them? And so that brings us to this week's conversation. I have Representative Kelly Morrison. First time that she's been on Sunday Take for an extended conversation since she's been a member of Congress. And healthcare as a position is front and center for her. Congress did not act this week, despite a House bipartisan discharge petition to extend the ACA tax credits. Now they probably won't be extended until next year, making your 2026 taxes even more complicated. But Representative Morrison brings a unique view to this as a Democrat from the 3rd District, a district that just... 7 years ago was represented by a Republican. It's a moderate district. It's a district that Republicans used to hold solidly. But since President Trump was elected, that district has shifted more to the Democratic side. And I'll still call it a purple district, but it is certainly more blue than it was just a few years ago. Next week, we'll do kind of a recap. I will take some time off between Christmas and New Year's, recharge for what is going to be a big year. But next week's show, I think we'll do a little year in review and look ahead. So if you have ideas, send me an email if you can at BlaiseOlson@gmail.com. When we come back, Representative Kelly Morrison on the state of Congress, her first year, what she likes, what she doesn't like, and what can get done. I'm Blaise Olson. You're listening to Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Sunday Take. My guest this week is Representative Kelly Morrison. She has just completed almost her first year in the U.S. House of Representatives. She's a physician and she's a former state senator. She joins me now. Representative Morrison, thanks for joining me on Sunday Take.
Thanks so much for having me, boys. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's just start. It's been a year and we've known each other a while. I've watched your career. I watched you in the state Senate. We just held, our firm just held the State of Healthcare Forum this week. What are your takeaways in your first year in Congress?
Well, I think we can all agree it's been quite a year. But I will tell you that my first and overwhelming thought is just what an incredible honor it is to be there to represent Minnesota, to represent the 3rd District, and to try to bring my constituents' voices to these hallowed halls. You know, it's pretty hard not to feel pretty patriotic when you're in Washington, D.C. There's so much history. There's, you know, so many great people have walked those halls and made important decisions that have impacted all of our lives. So huge honor. And I think, you know, I'm a pretty partisan Minnesotan. So I love talking up our great state out there. But, you know, my second thought is this place needs some work, right? It's pretty dysfunctional right now. I think most of us would agree. But I do think there are some signs that it can be fixed. You know, as you said, I'm not a career politician. You know, I spent most of my career as a physician, had the privilege of taking care of Minnesotans for more than 20 years as an OBGYN. I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I did grow up in a Republican family, and I grew up in one of those families where we debated politics around the dinner table. And, you know, it could get heated. We have a really politically diverse family and we love to talk about politics. I can still hear my dad's voice in my ear. Kelly, cite your source. You always had to back up your pronouncements with evidence. But, you know, at the end of the day, we still love each other. We still respect each other. And I like to think that sometimes we learn something from each other. So I know that good ideas can come from both sides of the aisle. And I bring that ethic to this work. And, you know, I have to brag a tiny bit. I was the first freshman Democrat to pass a bill off the House floor this year. And it was a bipartisan bill. And I worked with Representative Finstead, another Minnesota rep, on Pathways to Policing Act, which I think is just good common sense legislation that is supported by MPPOA, the chiefs, the Fraternal Order of Police, and other law enforcement groups. And it just, you know, many agencies are operating at staffing deficits. Mm-hmm. And 65% of agencies across the country are reporting reduced services because of those staffing shortages. So this bill is a way to help them recruit new officers, get people who weren't always traditional candidates for a career in law enforcement to bring them in to represent their communities. So there are absolutely opportunities for bipartisanship right now, and I'm really trying hard to reach across the aisle to do that. But we're seeing when it comes to the big ticket items, the big issues, there just is not a willingness to work across the aisle. And in my view, I think that is coming from the top. It's coming from the president, and it's coming from congressional leaders who seem to just have total loyalty to him. And I think what we're really seeing that right now with Republicans and this healthcare crisis, you know, to me, it's just common sense. We've got to extend these ACA tax credits and stop people's premiums from doubling or even tripling. I mean, we're about to go off a healthcare cliff here. people are already getting crushed by high costs right now, and refusing to prevent healthcare costs from piling on top of that, I think is pretty outrageous. And a lot of Republicans know that too, but the extremists in their caucus won't vote for it, and they don't want to see it pass with Democratic votes. Now, there are, again, there are some signs of hope. There are some more moderate members of the Republican Party who stood up to their leadership, and they joined Democrats to sign a discharge petition, which forces a vote on the House floor. Speaker Johnson could have brought this up for a vote yesterday, but he chose to close down the House and send us home early. And, you know, and this isn't the first time this has happened, which is weird because discharge petitions used to be sort of this really unusual method that people would use in the House to bring stuff to the floor. And now it's sort of the way we're legislating. You know, this happened with the Epstein files, which, by the way, are all supposed to be released by law yesterday, and they weren't. There was another one to restore federal workers' collective bargaining rights. So, long-winded way of saying, I think that this year has shown what's sort of wrong with Congress, this blind loyalty to party. It's not even to party, it's to this president. But I think it also shows how we can fix it. It just takes a couple brave Republicans right now to stand up and put their constituents before the president, come to the table, and let's actually fix some of these problems. But the other thing that I am really worried about, beyond the lack of bipartisanship, Lois, is just the refusal of Republicans in Congress to claim their Article I constitutional authority. I don't think it's good for our country to weaken this branch of government. You know, we're supposed to be a co-equal branch and provide checks and balances. Mm-hmm. That was the genius of the founders. They didn't anticipate a Congress that would wouldn't jealously guard its own power, right? We were founded on this notion that we rejected a monarch, but right now the majority in Congress has just given away the congressional powers and on war powers, on funding and impoundment. Yeah. They're dismantling agencies, you know, calling up the National Guard and sending it in against state governors' wishes. The tariffs are another point. You know, these aren't normal times. We're talking about, you know, we're spending time renaming the Gulf of Mexico. And when I think about bipartisanship, I think about doing things that actually help people. So, you know, let's talk about lowering the cost of healthcare.
Well, when you obviously there's a lot to talk about. In your first year, you brought up Representative Finstead and passing legislation there. I oftentimes say that, you know, we see Speaker Johnson, we see Leader Jeffries, we see, you know, the louder members of Congress in the delegation and then outside of Minnesota. Are there members from the other side that you have conversations with that you think, if only we could do these things, we could change the House?
For sure, boys. I mean, I go back to, you know, they have new member orientation a week after the election. Mm-hmm. And so right away after the election, all of the newly elected Democrats and Republicans go to Washington and spend the better part of 2 weeks together, you know, doing trainings and panels and, you know, just the nitty gritty of how to be a member of Congress. And it's also an opportunity to get to know each other, obviously. So I was incredibly honored and excited to have won my election, but I was pretty concerned about the overall results of the election. That won't surprise you. So I went into that orientation, honestly, feeling a little blue. And I left feeling more optimistic because as it goes with human beings, when you have one-on-one conversations across the table and get to know each other and talk about your families and your hobbies and sports, whatever it is, you find, of course, that you have more in common than you don't, because we all do. And so I left that orientation having made some friends, at a minimum, some acquaintanceships. And I really felt, I left thinking, you know what? This is going to be okay. We're going to be able to work together. We're going to be able to stand up to Trump's worst excesses. This is going to be okay. And it all changed on January 20th after he was sworn in. You know, I've been trying to join the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is this bipartisan caucus where you get together to, as it is named, try to solve problems together, which I think is what Congress is supposed to be about. I can't find a Republican who will join with me. I've had a couple of them tell me they'd do it if they could do it anonymously.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and they're saying my leadership doesn't want me to work with you. And frankly, it would be toxic in my deep red district to be seen as working with a Democrat. And, you know, I think someone said to me recently, most of us live between the 40-yard lines. And I'm a big football fan, so I love that analogy. And I think it's true. Most of us do are kind of center right or center left. And I think most of us want our government to function. You know, I think Americans are exhausted with the histrionics and the mean talk and the hyper partisanship. So we need to get back to problem solving. But to your question about friendships, and I've definitely made some really good friends, particularly in my class. That often happens because those are the people you spend the most time with. There's some really outstanding people. I mean, there are a couple of duds, you know, just like in life.
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, there are 435 members. Not everybody can be, you know, a high achieving, perfect member.
But not even high achieving, just, you know, but, you know, most people do this because they love their community, they love their state, and they want to represent it well, you know, and they're proud of where they come from, they're proud of their people, and they want to do good things for them. So, you know, I helped found the first ever Democratic Doctors Caucus this year. There's been a Republican Doctors Caucus for a while. We doubled our numbers, so now there are six of us, and we come from a variety of specialties and all over the country. So I think it's a good mix, good people.
Has the Republican Doctors Caucus and the Democratic Doctors Caucus met?
Well, that's what I was just going to share with you. we had our first meeting, which was actually very productive, and I've gotten to know a couple of the members pretty well. One, freshman from Utah, and another, a longer standing member from Pennsylvania in the Republican Doctors Caucus. And we had a productive meeting. You know, we all have this experience of taking care of patients in our crazy American medical system. So, of course, there's a lot that we share in common, and we have some overlapping ideas about how to make things better and how to bring down costs. You know, that is the crux of some of our challenges, is how do we make sure people have access to care without breaking the bank, without breaking individual people's banks and also the government's bank. And we committed to meeting quarterly. So I think that's a really positive sign, and I think there's real opportunity there. So I'm looking forward to continuing to, you know, strengthen those relationships and see what we can get done together.
You know, let's just stay on healthcare because it is very timely. It's a sector I work in quite frequently and have been a lot in the last few weeks. So talk more about, I think one of the things as I've tracked this issue since 1990 is it's always about cost or access. Those two issues kind of go back and forth as the most concerning. Democrats pushed through the Affordable Care Act. It was supposed to lower costs. It was supposed to provide more access, but costs have not come down. And it's a problem, right? Providers are feeling like they are on the edge financially. Insurance companies are also feeling like this is not sustainable. Is there more reform? What is the more? What is more reform that you think could get done or should get done that's not going to cause major disruption in the system, or has possibilities in Congress?
For sure. And you named it, this, access versus cost. And I don't know that they have to be mutually exclusive. I view the whole healthcare conversation, keeping patients at the center. I can't help but see it through a physician's eyes. And I do believe that we have got to be, I believe that all people deserve access to healthcare. All Americans do. And I think it's, we're at what, 18% of GDP or something on what we're spending on healthcare, which is a very high number. But I think most people would also agree that it's sort of a fundamental to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to have your health. So I don't think it's unreasonable that we spend money on healthcare, but I think we all agree that we've got to bend the curve. And actually, the Affordable Care Act's goal was to bend the curve in addition to increasing access. And it really had started to do that. Republicans did, they have been trying since its inception to repeal it. Initially, it was repeal and replace. Then it was just repeal. I don't know what it is now. It seems to be do nothing, I guess. But I think we do agree we got to make healthcare more affordable. And that's one of the
So how do you do it?
Well, let's first extend these ACA tax credits and give people some relief. Then let's talk about working on solutions. I mean, this is part of the reason I ran for office. And there are so many things we can do. Let's start with prior auth reform. And there's opportunity on a bipartisan basis, because this is a thing that our two doctors' caucuses agree on. And I worked on this in the state legislature too, that patients are bearing these huge costs. It's causing delays in care. It balloons the administrative burden that we're seeing in clinics and hospitals. It causes burnout. We've got a physician shortage right now that's only about to get much worse. And so doing things to decrease physician burnout is not a small thing. And then I think considering a public option is not a bad idea. Put it on the exchange next to the private plans. It's the most capitalistic thing you can think of doing. Increased competition. Let them compete. Health insurance companies don't really want to compete, and we need more competition. So I think it makes everybody better. Competition lowers prices. And in this era where we're seeing huge consolidation and monopolies, really in most industries and also in healthcare, I think this would be healthy. So let's celebrate capitalism and competition. You heard it from a Democrat.
Sounds good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go a little deeper into the Democratic Party, Representative Morrison's plans for 2026. I'm Blaise Olson. You're listening to Sun.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
They take on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to Sunday Take. My guest this week is Representative Kelly Morrison. She's in her first term in the U.S. House of Representatives. She's a former state senator. She's a OBGYN. We were talking about healthcare before the break. Representative Morrison, I mean, I think you talk about prior auth reform. You talk about a public option, competition. One of the challenges, and I know you talked about being between the 40s. One of the challenges in the Democratic Party is the battle over Medicare for all, or, you know, the far left's idea of everything being public. How do you talk to other Democrats? How do you look at kind of the leftward pull of the party away from capitalism, away from competition? Because we've seen it. We've seen it in Minnesota. We've seen it across the country. How do you counter that discussion, or where do you think the Democratic Party needs to be on that poll?
Well, I would push back a little bit and say that what we're seeing, honestly, from the Republican Party right now is just complete, again, this very personalist thing that's happening in the party of all loyalty going to President Trump. And encouraging and allowing this mass consolidation and these monopolies, and even some weirdly socialistic things where the government is now taking part ownership in corporations. It's rather surprising coming from the Republican Party. But a lot of this is coming from the corruption that we're seeing from this administration. I mean, boys, this is the most corrupt administration in the history of the United States, and it's really not even close. I mean, you look at the Qatari jet that the government of Qatar gifted to the president to replace Air Force One, that then goes to him and apparently his library after he leaves office. We're seeing big corporations buy access to the president in a way that we've never seen before, tearing down the East Wing and paying for it with donations from, you know, billionaires and corporate CEOs. And the question is, for what? What are they getting for that? You know, I serve on the Small Business Committee, and I've been working really hard on this tariff issue. Small businesses don't have the money to buy access to the president. So I've introduced some bills, I've written letters, I've pleaded for relief from these tariffs because our small businesses they're getting crushed by this. You know, I started a small business advisory committee, and we have visited dozens of small businesses over the course of the past year to hear directly from them. And you know how small business owners are. They live their businesses 24/7, right? They are some of the hardest working people out there. And to add this huge additional burden that is threatening, you know, their livelihoods, their ability to even keep their doors open in many cases, and then forcing them to increase prices, is just not sustainable. So We'll see how the Supreme Court rules on this, but I introduced a bill to exempt small businesses from the tariffs and then to provide rebates for them for the tariffs that they've had to pay.
Senator Smith said this week in the New York Times that Democrats have been too distracted and too obsessed with just pushing back against Trump and haven't had their own big ideas to run on. How do you, where, what are the big ideas you think Democrats need to amplify?
Well, I think that we're seeing right now that the American people are struggling. People are really concerned about being able to afford their lives. You know, I think that that's what the president ran on. I think that is in large part why he won, because he promised that he would address those things on day one. And, you know, he has spent almost no time addressing affordability issues. In fact, he has spent most of his time working on building up he and his family's net worth, as well as their sort of billionaire cronies. I mean, it's really awful. So I think that what Democrats need to do is work to address what the American people are asking for, which is to bring down the cost of healthcare, which is to increase the amount of housing and decrease the cost of it. Childcare is a huge issue. We need to do things that bring people together. I'm always looking for things that bring people together, Blaise. And often in Minnesota, it's the Vikings. This year's been a little more challenging. You know, I think in, but we, you know, we got to give JJ some time. He's young. Okay.
Okay. All right. No problem.
So we may have to turn to the Wild, actually. I'm excited about Quinn Hughes.
That's good.
But I think that, you know, water lakes are something in Minnesota that bring us together. The big issues next year and over the next couple of years are going to be how do we make life affordable, and how do we repair some of the wounds that have been caused by this president. You know, I've been talking a lot about a kindness revolution, which you know can sound sort of Pollyanna-ish, but I think it's really fundamental. We had a booth at the state fair this summer where we handed out postcards that had different drawings of about being kind. And we just approached people and said, hey, here's a postcard. Send a message to someone, you know, that's going to make them smile today. And I think people were a little disarmed, you know, to have a politician pushing the kindness revolution. But I do think it is so important because we're being encouraged to lean into our worst selves right now. And many of us give into that when pushed again and again and again. But we really need to, and we need this from our leaders, to lean into our compassion and our empathy and our kindness. You know, we know what happens with heated rhetoric here in Minnesota, right? Yep. Like we have seen it. Our hearts will be forever broken. And I know you feel this way too, Blaise. The loss of Melissa Hortman, our dear friend, our remarkable leader. She and Mark were killed because of some of this heightened political rhetoric. So it is incumbent upon every leader to call it out when it happens and to model behavior that doesn't encourage it. I was really glad to see State Senator Jim Abler speak up against some of the heated rhetoric against our Somali community. Representative Finstead put out a statement. That's a great start. We need President Trump and John Thune and Mike Johnson to do the same.
When you think about that, let's bring it back to Minnesota. You had a quote this week about possibly being Governor Walz' running mate. Governor Walz, too, has had a lot of heated rhetoric. What's your plan for 2026? Is your plan to run again?
Absolutely. I am running for re-election. Honor of a lifetime to represent Minnesota's 3rd District. And I'm going to be doing everything that I can to win re-election and frankly, to help other tight races to hold seats and flip seats so that Democrats can win the majority in the House next fall. I think it's incredibly important that we, at a minimum, have divided government and put a check on this administration that is just out of control.
When you think about, I think about your district, and I use the 3rd District a lot when I speak as an example of a purple district that not long ago is represented by, you know, a fairly moderate Republican that flipped, that it's a kind of district that turned against the kind of MAGA movement Republicans, became more moderate and is now, you know, represented by a Democrat. When you think about your district and you think about the issues of fraud in Minnesota, you think about these more moderate issues, how do you ensure that Democrats can not just hold the district for, you know, the sake of having a seat in Congress, but can talk to people in your district? I think your district at one point had more small businesses registered than any district in the country. I think I remember that from when Representative Paulson was there. Those are not, as you know, small business owners aren't very partisan all the time. They want to just run their business. How do you make sure that some of these economic issues, some of these issues that frustrate moderates in Minnesota don't, you know, don't get out of control in Minnesota? Because you're a lifelong Minnesotan. I know you come from a business family. But I think it's business owners who are frustrated with Democrats in Minnesota, in the legislature and in the governor's office.
Well, I would say, and you're right, the third district is remarkable in many ways. It often has the highest voter turnout. It is full. It's got more than 20,000 small businesses. It is it's a rich ecosystem of economic activity, and it's a remarkable place. And I think that, you know, there's the intersection of state issues and federal issues. But I think that one of the kind of high level, one of the most important things that we have to all remind ourselves is part of the reason that the United States works is because we have respected the rule of law. And that is kind of it. It's in our Constitution. It's in our DNA. And that is being eroded by this administration right now. I would like to see more CEOs stand up for that and to that. This purely transactional way of governing is, I don't think, the way most of us want our country to be run. Eroding the rule of law is not good for business. That is a baseline. And then I think I completely agree. We are another reason that America has been so successful is because of our capitalism. Capitalism is good. We want to encourage entrepreneurship. We want to encourage the next big ideas. And, you know, again, the gutting our research institutions, cutting, just ceding our leadership role in medical and scientific research is a really strange turn of events to me, that we have generated all kinds of small businesses that have turned into big businesses because of research and because of research conducted with government money. Turning wholesale away from that, I think, is really harmful to all of us in the long run.
Representative Morrison, I want to thank you for joining me on Sunday Take, and I know we'll talk down the line.
Thanks so much for having me, Blaise.
When we come back, this week's take. Welcome back to Sunday Take. As we get ready for Christmas week, as we're in the Hanukkah season and the holidays, I want to just take a time and a minute to think about the year that we've had, and that the moments that we've had and that I've had, both personally, professionally, in following, covering, discussing politics with you and the state of Minnesota, that one of the things that I think we need to amplify is something that Representative Morrison said, and that's kindness. I want us to just think about the year that we've had, from the assassination of Charlie Kirk to the assassination of Melissa and Mark Fortman, the attempted murders, attempted assassination of Senator Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. And the way the rhetoric has shifted. I'm not going to talk about people on this issue. I'm going to talk about us as humans. If those of us who work to be kinder could amplify that kindness, it may overwhelm the divide. It may overwhelm the polarization, the meanness that the loudest voices seem to inject in politics. The idea that there could be a kindness caucus in Congress seems like a good idea. You know, Minnesota legislature has a civility caucus, and there's a lot of people working on civility. I think that's a good word, but I want to lean into kindness, especially at this time of year. Whether it was during the government shutdown and I was traveling and I would see a TSA agent who wasn't getting paid, I just took the time to say an extra thank you. Or in the hurried rush of the holidays, a server who's spread thin, maybe had a long day, giving them grace. Or the clerk who's worked long hours and is tired and may not be the most jolly mood, just give them a little extra thank you. A little extra thank you and a little extra kindness should be the way we start 2026. It's not just for the holidays. A lot of people say, how do you slow down? How do you do these things? I do slow down over the holidays, but I also slow down at night and in the morning. We keep a pretty steady schedule at Fluence and here at the radio station. And sometimes getting caught up in the news is not the healthiest thing. But I find and I learn over time that when I slow down and when I find kindness in others or could express kindness to others, I feel it back. And so in 2026, we're going to have some heated debates about the future of Minnesota. We're going to have debates on the show with people running against each other. But my commitment to you is that we will amplify the kindness as we end the year and as we begin the next year. This thing we have called democracy is not meant to divide. And a kinder democracy is something that may not unite us all, but it may take a little of the heat and the hate out of our country. I'll be with, I think, Tom Hauser Monday and Tuesday before I start my break. You can follow along at thedailyagenda.com. Check out our newsletters, especially Sports Take. It was a huge week in sports. I know Corzo will cover it as we celebrate the Quinn Hughes era, and we keep hoping for the J.J. McCarthy era to improve. I'm Blaise Olson. That's Sunday Take.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.